Real estate loans and other financial opportunities mentioned on this show are offered by various companies, entities, and or organizations that may not be directly owned, managed, or controlled by the Real Estate Life. All credit decisions, including loan approval rate and APR, will vary based on your specific loan request and credit profile. The information provided on this show is merely to allow the listener the ability to become more familiar with such potential opportunities and to obtain more detailed information on the suitability of such opportunities to the listener's personal and financial situation from the companies, entities, and or organizations involved.
A new home you've dreamt about for years, and there's only one thing standing in your way: getting a loan. Rest assured, United Mortgage Corporation of America is here to help make your dream a reality. Get answers. Get results. Get the service you deserve. What kind of loan do you have? Call now at 888-LIFE-980. That's 888-543-3980. Or go to the web at yourrealestatelife.com and take action today.
Money makes the world go around, the world go around, the world go around.
Good morning and welcome to Your Real Estate Life. It's your day in real estate radio. This is our weekend edition. It's our Saturday program. We're here talking to you on the 27th of April. Yeah, where does time go? We just keep moving and moving through. And where are you? Did you file your taxes? Did you file an extension? Hopefully you paid your taxes, your property taxes. That was a bit ago. So hopefully you're not in trouble there. Some of you are celebrating, oh, I got a refund. Well, thank you very much for lending the money to the government for a full term of time. But I'm here to help you and talk to you and educate as well it comes to your money. It's what you do. You know, last week we talked a lot about interest footprint. We talked about interest rate versus interest volume. We talked about home equity lines of credit. We had a number of individuals ask questions, and that's what we're all about. 888-543-3980. The questions that were asked: why would I get an equity line versus an equity loan? Why would I get an item if I have my credit cards and maybe they're not as much? A lot of that is really about you. It's about your spending habits, and it's not freeing up your credit cards so you can go use them again. And that's what many individuals end up doing. They refinance, they consolidate, and then, hey, honey, our credit cards are free again. And then you go out and spend, and now you got a double problem. It's understanding and utilizing math, but having something smarter than you and me in the room that's giving you that advice without talking back. You still drive the car, but if you had a perfect financial GPS that utilized the type of credit that you had to eliminate the larger footprint of interest to gain an earlier debt-free date, that's what we're discussing. Along with that, I am a mortgage banker. I help people achieve home ownership. Whether you currently own a home, looking to buy another for maybe investment property, or maybe you're a first-time home buyer looking to get started. We've had many individuals step up with that. We're looking at the affordability of homeowners insurance. We're looking at the affordability of some of the homeowners associations. You also have to look at homeowners associations and their pattern, understanding their budgeting, making sure what's going on with delinquencies, special assessments, and other items that you may be walking into. These things are important. Your realtor will be going through those and understanding the property as what we do as well. My team, we will look at these items, hopefully understand these better as we gain the information and make you aware. The goal is not to get you into a home and the deadbolt goes and now you're stuck. It's understanding the decision you made and where you're heading. I kind of joke with it is that be careful what you wish for. I might get it for you. But I want to make sure it's affordable for you today, tomorrow, and in the future. And in doing that, eliminating the debt as responsibly as possible. Now, as we go into next week, I'm going to lead with this. We look at a lot of information as it comes out. And as we look at the end of the month, on Monday, we don't have anything on the 29th. That's very interesting. We did that last week as well. But a lot of stuff happens as we enter or exit the weekend. So we see what the general trend is in the morning. But on Tuesday, we have the Employment Cost Index, S&P Case-Shiller, Chicago Business PMI, Consumer Confidence. But as we break into May, we start looking at our employment items again for the month of April. So we have ADP employment, then we have construction spending, we have ISM manufacturing, job openings. We also have the FOMC. We have the second day of the Fed meeting. Now, we don't anticipate any move coming. We really don't. Not here. But we're looking still in the future. Now, is that future in June? Or is it 6 weeks later? Or 12 weeks after that? Right now, it looks like more of a Fed move is once this year. And they're going to be more back-ended into 25. But we'll see. We're in an election cycle. But we had our Fed chair speaking on Wednesday with those results. We have auto sales as well. On Thursday, we have initial jobless claims. We have our trade deficit, our productivity, and factory orders. But as I alluded to, Friday, we have our employment report, our unemployment rate, hourly wages and earnings year over year, and consumer credit. So we got a lot going on this week. And it's really going to tell us the direction of where we're going and what decisions that lie ahead. When I come back the next week, we're really going to dive into that because we'll have a better direction, maybe what the Fed's going to do. I'm Mike Harris. Thank you for being here today. We'll be back right after this break.
Your equity position has started to improve? Call about the removal of your private mortgage insurance or mortgage insurance premium and save money today. Call 888-5433-980.
A lot in the world is out of your control, but one thing you can control is your debt, and it could be as easy as realizing you've got a secret stash. Southern California housing prices have never been higher, and your home could be worth two or three times what you bought it for. So why not take advantage of that equity? You could get cash out and pay off high-interest credit cards, or take care of a home improvement project. Refinance for a reason with Mike Harris, CEO of United Mortgage Corporation of America. You're not calling someone who has to check with their boss's boss to see what rate you get. You're calling the man with the answers, a banker who will get you results. You can relax knowing Mike spends your money the way he spends his, sparingly. He won't rest until you get value for your money. So you may want to throw up your hands over the state of the world, but hey, you can relax knowing your finances are totally under control with United Mortgage Corporation of America. Call United Mortgage Corporation of America at 800-230-0168. That's 800-230-0168. And tune in to Mike Harris on The Real Estate Life on Sunday at 7 a.m. on K-Earth 101 or visit at unitedforloans.com.
Welcome back to Your Real Estate Life. It's your day in real estate radio. Thank you to our audience here on News Talk 1590 KVTA, streaming at kvta.com, and our Sunday audience who's streaming today on Saturday. And, you know, that's great, kvta.com. You found another home, another place to go listen. Got some good people during the week. Maybe you're doing that, but we're on every other week on K-Earth 101 on Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. So we're here to talk about your real estate life. You can listen to our programs on our websites, our radio site, yourrealestatelife.com, or you can go to our company site, unitedforloans.com. That's United, the number four, loans.com. Now, as always, I talk about our Tuesday night webinar. It's a fantastic opportunity to gain information and an education on how to eliminate interest that you're paying. Now, well, gee, that sounds great. How does it work? Well, I wish I can tell you how all the algorithms work and how all that does, just like your GPS in your car. You know it works. You know it tells you something, and it's working with satellite and this and that. It's really all your information that's going to be inputted, protected, and input it from your side. Your name's not there, your account numbers aren't there, but your information is. As far as your ins and your outs, your income, your expenses, it's allowing the best information to be garnered and done based on timing and numbers and everything in between. You still need to drive the car. It's not self-driving. It's going to do its darndest to do so, but it's going to advise you and let you know what's going on. As things change, more money in or more money out, different recommendations and different thoughts go through that 90-day cycle and change right in front of your eyes. The goal, making your payments on time, on the right date. Just because your mortgage is due on the 1st doesn't mean you have to pay it on the 28th. If it's due the 1st, it's late the 15th. You pay it online, you pay it through ACH or whatever the case may be, you pay it on the 15th. That's your money. You keep it longer. Some of you are happy to get a tax refund. Well, you should barely owe some money because you have that money in your wallet throughout the year, especially now when rates could be close to 5% on a savings account, if not making more. I'm working with some individuals right now utilizing about $25,000 minimum, and we're making 22% twice a year. 22%! Yeah. Do you have idle funds? I would love to have a different conversation with you. You can reach out on that same webinar at aheadformoney.com. If you note or give a thought for our full financial GPS and then information pertaining to these idle funds earning a much, much secured higher rate of return, be happy to talk to you about it. Be happy to show you what that's all about. We've had some individuals just doing phenomenally, phenomenally well. And we have others that are still sitting here with regrets and not knowing what's going on. And just in the same, if you have a checking account that's earning nothing, why? Are you writing checks on that account? If you are, you can always move funds from a savings. Depends on your liquidity. Let's talk numbers. Let's talk timing. And let's save you some money and grow your money faster. Let's take that debt and convert it to wealth. Let's do that together. 888-543-3980. That's 888-543-3980. You know, I've been watching the marketplace. I've been watching where interest rates have been going a little bit up of late. We're back to where we were at the end of last year. And of course, it's a little bit painful getting people qualified on their debt to income ratios. Depending on their timing and what they're looking to do, we're trying to get their debt house together and right. We're maximizing credit scores. We're lowering their footprint so their affordability is there. And the idea of divorcing the debt is really here at this present time. But in doing that, it allows you then to qualify, gain your home that you want to be in. Because waiting in our current market, we still have low inventory. Housing prices are still rising. They're not going down. They're not plummeting. So you still have low inventory. You have high demand. So waiting, and then everyone else would be okay. That means you're now bidding again. I want to make sure you have an affordable outcome. You can gain your home, get into a property, but make sure you have the ability to afford, and then look to save additionally as we go. But if we gain that path initially, we gain a foothold and a stronghold on your existing pattern, your debt, your footprint, then you're going to be able to take those next steps with knowledge. You're not guessing. You're not throwing a dart. You're not two-putting, three-putting, four-putting, or missing the green by getting it into the bunker or the water. I want you in that 4 1/4 inch hole, 4 inches deep. We got to get to that hole. It's how many strokes are you taking to get there? Let's get that better for you. You know, some people, they're bowling, and it came to my mind. When I was younger, I was pretty darn good until I messed up my wrist doing something else. But are you happy getting a 7 and you're excited? Are you happy when you get that strike, that elusive strike that you're not getting? I want to make sure that happens for you. When I was much younger, as I said, I was an avid bowler. I actually had a period where I was bowling really, really well. Before, as I said later, my wrist got, now I avoid bowling alleys because I can't bowl as often as I'd like. As a result, if I bowl tournaments, I would have to bowl too many games and then my wrist would be a mess. But I was somebody who chained together 18 strikes, 18 strikes in a row. And I'll tell you, I did that when I was 15 years old. So that tells you where I was at that time. But, you know, sometimes you're not as good as everything, and maybe you're good at many, but not necessarily the expert at all. And here I'm in the finance world for 38 years. I know a lot. but I'm always learning. And I thought I knew how to handle my finances as best as they could. I was eliminating my debt. I was taking 26.4 years down to 15.3, and I thought I was doing pretty darn good. But under a financial GPS program, what I'm talking to you about and looking to have you observe on a Tuesday evening or the privacy of your own home, gaining the information, I took that 12.3, I took that down to 7.9 years. It was using the principles of money, but it wasn't me making those decisions. It was someone who was smarter than me, who didn't talk back, who basically spit out the information when I logged in and told me 90 days in advance what's going on. And then when life changed, it then automatically updated and gave me everything I needed to know without me even asking. I could find out predictive thoughts on buying an additional property, leasing or buying a car, potentially taking retirement money now versus later, influencing the penalties, taking that 0% credit card offer, and maybe you paid upfront money for it. And then when it changes and you perhaps don't pay that off yet, what that means and how that changes your numbers. So it has that predictive side. If you're doing what is called a debt snowball or avalanche or other methods, infinity banking, all of that can still be done, although it may not be your most effective means to debt management. But it can be done. This opportunity would be the best at managing exactly that, as you can change its preferences accordingly. So it's not stopping you from what you've done, but it's giving you something that's a little bit more constructive. Now, some will still use various methods, envelopes, various things on timing and items. You have a drawer with envelopes. It's the envelope method. Now, it's not scientific, but it's something you're doing, and it's better than doing nothing at all. My goal is to be the most efficient possible and have it not cause or change your lifestyle. It's making things easier. If I can show you the ability to do that, whether you're buying a home, refinancing, doing adding on to your portfolio, which I would love to help and assist, I also want you to efficiently handle the backside of that debt management. So this is all inclusive. I mentioned about working with your realtor, working with your insurance agent, whether it's property casualty or even your financial planning side of it with life insurance. What's more sexy than, hey, do you want to buy life insurance? Now, you life insurance people, I'm sorry. I am licensed for life, health, and disability in the state of California. I'm not writing presently, but I am licensed. But if you were talking to individuals about eliminating debt to create wealth and freeing up more discretionary to afford the protection that their family needs, and have it create more wealth with debt, with the accumulation of monies that are available for family use, it's a much better approach. And it's also better for that person you're talking to. If you're licensed for insurance, love to have a conversation with you to help you with your past, present, and future clients and being able to educate and provide a better service for them. Love to talk with you. If you're a realtor, you have investors. We have people that are buying not only one, two, three, five. We have an individual that has 114 properties. Holy cow. They're buying and they're on a path to pay off each of these in like 4.5 years each. But again, as an investor, paying off the property is not necessarily the motivation. It's being able to get more doors. But if you had a client that was coming back to you over and over and over to buy more property, that would be great to you for you as a realtor. You can also look at this yourself to get debt-free. We are talking to divorce professionals, whether they're mediators, arbitrators, or they're divorce attorneys. If somebody values the debt differently than the other party, you think that's a negotiating pivot? So maybe the debt is not as bad as it was if there's a better way to pay it off sooner and avoid interest? Sure. So we're helping and speaking to that side as well. But you, as the consumer listening today, me talking to other professionals, Have you not heard this before? Why is that? Maybe you need to hear about it so you could take care of number one, and then maybe you go tell it to the other people that you care about or should have been caring about you. I want to make sure we talk about this one family at a time. We want to make sure we are getting out information so you can eliminate your debt. On the most simplest of terms, if you have a home loan, I want you to take a look at your mortgage statement. I want you to see on that mortgage statement, what is the amount of interest that you're paying? Not the rate of your loan, but how much interest in the monthly payment as proportion to the overall payment? And what portion is of principal? Has your principal caught up to your interest? In some cases, it could take 18 to 22 years before you're 50-50 if you let things just go. Depending on your rate today, it's that much on the backside of that. If the rate was lower, you're closer to 18. But that's a long time. And when's half of 30, not 15? No, it's skewed. So you're paying more interest. Now, I was looking at my statement. I mentioned, or some of you know who listened to the program, I had sold my home in Thousand Oaks, and I bought a new home that was being built. I'm now in that home and in my fourth year. So 4 years in, not much of a dent, right? I'm already at 50-50. 50-50 based on my rate would have took me about 18 years. I've accelerated where I am at by 14 years. And staying on the same path, that's what's going to bring me down to 7.9. And my goal is to actually knock it off even sooner based upon what I'm doing. Now, some will say, well, my gosh, you pay this off, you're losing your tax benefit. Well, my tax benefit is not 100%. It's a portion. Yes, I may owe some tax, but I'm keeping more money in my wallet than what it was. It's not 100%. We're not quite there yet. So my end of it is, if that was the case, why don't I just raise my rate and I'll have a bigger deduction and I'll make money? No, that's not the case. But if I'm able to take those monies that I'm saving and put that in, making a large return, that's going to help me in latter years. I'm trying to help you see that same pattern. You could be young, you could be middle, you could be older. It doesn't matter. This works. I had a 63-year-old. I showed him how he could be debt-free by 70. His current plan had him at debt-free at 90. 20 years knocked off. Let me show you the math. It doesn't have to be complicated. Very easy. 2 + 2 = 4. You're not doing high-level math. You're following an opportunity. I'd like to show you how. Let me send you out information. Email me at webinar@aheadformoney.com. webinar@aheadformoney.com. formoney.com. When you do, I want to give you access to a 6 p.m. Tuesday night webinar. I also want to give you a partial presentation for you to peruse on your own. I also want to give you the ability to watch 3 additional links for more information about the program, how it works, answering a lot of questions, and giving you a demonstration as well. Very quick, very easy, no obligation. No one's chasing you. It's you making a decision that's right for you and your family going forward. It's keeping that money you work hard to earn each and every single day and hour and minute and keeping it longer for you and doing things that you want to do and can then afford to do. I want to show you that. 888-543-3980. That's 888-543-3980. When you make that call, we have people standing by to pick up the phone. If you do not get someone, you get a voicemail, don't panic. Go ahead and leave your name, information, maybe your email. Let me know what it is you need. I'll be taking any of those missed phone calls after the program. I will make sure we get out information to you that allows you to make a better decision about where you're going forward. But really, it's about gaining that information and having a discussion with you to make sure it's the right opportunity but also understanding where your goals and your why. What is it that you're trying to achieve? Are you trying to achieve being debt-free? You're trying to create wealth? You're just trying to get by? Where are you in your cycle of life? Are you trying to save for college or for your children or yourself? Are you looking, where are you looking? Are you looking to fund items that you've not been able to pay attention to? Maybe it's retirement with a late start. These items are important, and we can tailor an opportunity that's right for you. And we can go through it. It will not be complicated. It's just information. 888-543-3980. That's 888-543-3980. We're coming here at the end of April. We're here making decisions that are affecting our lives. We're in an election cycle. I want to make sure you are taken care of. You understand the decisions you need to make. Not about everyone else at this point, it's about you. So I want to dive to you and understand what you can do and see if it's right for you. If it's not, I'll be the first to tell you. You're doing great. Congratulations. But many individuals have taken one or two or three things and learned something slightly different, and it will make a difference in your real estate life. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 888-543-3980. Go to yourrealestatelife.com or unitedforloans.com. We got another half to go. I'm Mike Harris. We'll have more after the break.
Looking for a place to start? United for Loans is the place for you to start your refinance or purchase process today. Call 888-543-3980.
You can save thousands of hard-earned dollars over the life of your loan, but you need to act now before rates increase. Take control of your financial future and call United Mortgage Corporation of America today at 888-543-3980. Have them put their decades of experience to work for you and lower your interest rate while you still can. Rates will increase. Why wait? Call United Mortgage Corporation of America today at 888-543-3980. That's 888-543-3980 or online at unitedforloans.com.
Lending can be a bit confusing. Numbers can be tossed from one direction to another. How can you make it all stop?
United Mortgage Corporation of America, unitedforloans.com, can be your guide.
Call directly at 888-543-3980 for what you need to know when financing a home of your dreams or commercial property. Call now at 888-543-3980 or visit at unitedforloans.com. That's 888-543-3980.
I've been laid off from work, my rent is due. My kids all need brand new shoes.
Welcome back to Your Real Estate Life. It's Your Day in Real Estate Radio. I'm excited to be here on KVTA 1590. Go to kvta.com and you can stream our program. But hey, you can go listen to our program as soon as it's over. But you can have your very own live program, 888-543-3980. We're talking about interest rates that are a little bit higher than they have been in recent weeks. I got it. I know we're sitting in the high sixes, maybe in the sevens, depending on points or fees or costs. We're making sure you're getting pre-approved when it makes sense to gain some kind of consolidation or even home improvement or building an ADU, accessory dwelling unit. Maybe you're looking at an investment property and utilizing a DSCR loan, debt service coverage ratio loan. That's where the monthly rent will offset the costs of the loan. Now, of course, with interest rates a little higher, rents higher, but not as going up as fast as what we've seen, we're kind of at a quandary where sometimes those work to the best of our advantage. We want to make sure you're not at a deficit on that rental. Maybe, hey, you're buying some time. You know you've got a good deal and it makes sense and you got some good equity. Maybe you're doing a 12-month loan where you know you're doing some improvements and you're going to flip the property. We have those loans as well. Maybe you have a portfolio where we can do a cross-collateralized loan on many properties using the equity to obtain more monies. It's a blanket loan of sorts, and we can then eliminate each property as that equity allows. After improvement, future value, then maybe you sell that property, and it allows that then, of course, to be released. Those are some more complicated transactions, and we're happy to be a part of those. You got 1031 exchanges, people who are exchanging one rental for another and tax deferring. I'm not a CPA. Check with your tax preparer and your accommodator for that part of the transaction. I do have an underwriting background in commercial as well as residential. I'm finishing actually my compliance side of that as well. So I'm actually been busy doing that. I am a licensed broker here in the state of California. I don't list, I don't sell. Realtors, I'm not your competition. I'm here to help with your transaction, close your transactions in the most efficient way possible, but also having the understanding of what's going on in our industry and the right setup with the right information for the right loan product. I talked about it last week and a few weeks prior. We talk about a program now that I have that we're utilizing where we're providing a 3.5% to 5% of the down payment or part of the closing costs towards your close. So in other words, if you do an FHA loan, not a first-time home buyer, that's for anyone, and you're doing an FHA loan 3.5% down, you can get a 3.5% second behind it or 5%, which now exceeds the sales price, and that difference can go towards closing costs. It sometimes can save the down payment or it provides additional funds. Now in doing that, that second is forgivable if your payments are on time for 3 years. 3 years on-time payments forgivable second. Love that. Okay, if your motive is, oh, I'm not going to be on time, well, we got other issues to talk about, okay? So we want to understand the whole motive and the direction of what we're doing. But that's also providing funds when maybe you're looking at a property, maybe the seller under new influence may or may not want to pay a commission to the buyer's agent. That has to be worked out. That's a whole other direction. We're not going into that today. But maybe this provides those additional funds to allow that to occur because it's really a house you want to buy. And maybe the home is really priced right. But see, we have a lot of sellers who are under that notion now. Their homes aren't being shown because the buyer's agent who's not getting money, has no influence to show. So now that property is like a for sale by owner and it's not getting a lot of publicity. So again, not getting into that side of the business. I'm not seeing that influence as bad or hurt because there are smart, intelligent realtors out there. Realtors, realtors who are able to assist and help and know how to navigate that process, and they're professionals. You have professional lenders, you have professional realtors providing you a service and saving you money. It's when the amateurs sometimes participate is when you spend more and you have more liability. And that's something you do not want. You do what you do well. This is what they do well. And they've been doing it for years. Licensed individuals who are able to assist and earn every penny of every single item. We have our industry now talking about title insurance. If you've had a title issue, you understand. Going even back in time, when the ground shakes and you don't have earthquake insurance, you regret that day. Until then, you were happy that you didn't have a month or an annual payment. But you need to make sure you are protected. As a licensed broker in the state of California, I've listed my homes a few different times. I did not list my own home. I can't pretend to know every single item of every single thing to every single form, even though I evaluate all those forms coming in from the lending side. I had professional representation. Just because I know how to do the surgery doesn't mean I should be holding the scalpel. That is what my biggest lesson to you. Make sure you're represented properly. Today, we've been talking about eliminating interest in your interest footprint and your interest volume. Just because you get a home loan and you're happy with that front rate doesn't mean that's really what you're paying. It's how your loan is set up. I've been asked about interest of amortized loans, interest-only loans. Should I get a loan or should I get a line? All these things are valid questions, but it's somebody who wants to hear the answer, because that answer may not be what you expected. When I tell you 10.5% on a home equity line of credit is better than your 3% first mortgage, you're gonna go, what? but take a look at your mortgage statement and tell me how much interest as a percentage of that payment you're paying. 50, 60, 70, 80%? Depending on where you are in your cycle of where your loan got started, you're paying double digit on your mortgage, on your amortized loan, because it's heavier 5 to 7 years front. If I showed you a method or a way that participated through our opportunity in order to show you a perfect financial GPS to knock years off your loans and pay off your debt, including your mortgage, all your debt, in as little as a third or half the time without changing your lifestyle, I think you would like to learn more, because that's your money we're talking about. On Tuesday evenings, I have a convenient webinar that you can participate and go, 6 p.m., or we can also schedule a time one-on-one. After that webinar, on a date afterwards, I'd love to have that one-on-one to understand your position better. But right now, I'm offering you Tuesday night. You send me an email. If you can't go Tuesday night, you tell me. I'll send you out also information, as I will if you are going to the webinar. And then you can contact and set up an appointment on my calendar. And we'll have that conversation together. And we'll book a time that's convenient during the day or at night, whatever's good for you. And we'll talk about it, understanding what your thoughts are and what you are looking to achieve. We'll come up with a game plan. But then I'm going to give you a little bit of homework, maybe a one sheet of paper. Because rather than running around with a lot of yellow and pink and blue and stickies all over, I want you to try to organize what's going on with your finances. Let me know the mortgages that you have, the car loans, the personal loans, the credit cards, knowing the interest rates and the minimum payments, and all those items you have going in and out. I want to understand those so we can run your numbers. You don't need to hear about mine or others. You need to know yours. Let's do that. 888-543-3980. That's 888-543-3980. I want to talk to you. I want to help protect your money. Give us a call. 888-543-3980. We'll have more after the break.
Get pre-approved for your home purchase. Your landlord loves you. You're making their mortgage payment. Own for less than you pay for rent. Call 888-543-3980.
A lot in the world is out of your control, but one thing you can control is your debt, and it could be as easy as realizing you've got a secret stash. Southern California housing prices have never been higher, and your home could be worth two or three times what you bought it for. So why not take advantage of that equity? You could get cash out and pay off high-interest credit cards, or take care of a home improvement project. Refinance for a reason with Mike Harris, CEO of United Mortgage Corporation of America. You're not calling someone who has to check with their boss's boss to see what rate you get. You're calling the man with the answers, a banker who will get you results. You can relax knowing Mike spends your money the way he spends his, sparingly. He won't rest until you get value for your money. So you may want to throw up your hands over the state of the world, but hey, you can relax knowing your finances are totally under control with United Mortgage Corporation of America. Call United Mortgage Corporation of America at 800-230-0168. That's 800-230-0168. And tune in to Mike Harris on The Real Estate Life on Sunday at 7 a.m. on K-Earth 101 or visit at unitedforloans.com.
Welcome back to Your Real Estate Life. It's Your Day in Real Estate Radio. I'm glad you're here on News Talk 1590 KVTA. This is our April 27th program, and we're here talking to you and helping with your present profile when it comes to loans. You know, we're here talking about lending. Sure, I own a mortgage banking company. Yes, I can get you pre-approved. Yes, I'm looking to get you approved for that process, whether you're purchasing, refinancing, moving up, moving down, moving sideways. We didn't talk about it, but I also help with reverse mortgages. We have a growing population, 55 and over, who have equity in their home and may be looking to eliminate their current mortgage payment. We're able to do that on these loans. The payment is an optional payment, but of course, you're using the equity that you have in your home. You cannot live your reverse mortgage. But we need to make sure the equity position's adequate in order to get started. Now, there are some programs under a reverse mortgage. There's even a reverse second now, but there's also loans that are up the center, where maybe you don't have perfect equity, but maybe you make partial payments for 10 years, then adopt into a reverse profile. So we can talk about those as well, some of the hybrid programs in between. So if you're 55 years of age and older, and you're looking to maybe stay in the home you're in, or maybe you're selling your home and you have a good down payment, maybe you look at reverse mortgaging as a purchase option. Yes, a purchase option. Years ago, I had a couple who had bought, they sold their home, had some good equity, and they ended up buying another property. They bought a four-unit property, And they moved in one part of it, and they rented out the other three. They not only eliminated their payments, they actually created an income stream. So that was more of the extreme example. But this is what a reverse mortgage can do for you. I've done many of those over my years, and what I try to do is be correctly priced. I'm not trying to go, oh my gosh, and hurt you. A lot of people who have reverse mortgages are getting solicited to redo their reverse mortgage. Interest rates are higher than most likely when they got it. Their equity may have increased. If they're in need of funds and they're out of funds and they've gone through everything they got, well, maybe it makes some sense, but it's worth a really good evaluation and not someone who's coming in there just saying, oh, I can do, you know, because you want to make sure and understand what that really truly means. I've had a few of my reverse mortgage clients of years past give me a call, and based upon where they were with their need and availability they still had, there was no reason to influence and change and lose equity that they enjoy in their home. So the problem you have is you have many individuals that are looking to say, oh, it's not going to cost you anything. It's just that you have a lot less equity. And then again, your errors or others or your intentions are a little bit different because your equity position has changed. It's like adding somebody else on top of your trust and throwing them an extra 30 or 40 grand under some circumstances on how it's being set up. And I want to make sure you're protected adequately. So as I do a loan for an individual, I'm looking to be there throughout your various decisions. This past week, I actually had a couple who I followed them where I did their grandparents' loan. I did their parents' loan. I did their brother's loan, their sister's loan. And now they got married. And now I'm looking, they're selling that home. And now I'm looking to qualify them for their new home. So I followed them through that process. We're in the third generation and multiple family members coming from each side. So it's something that I value. And when I get those kind of calls or emails, it just really hits me that, first of all, I'm old. But second of all, the advice that I've given and the help that I've gone and done over those years have been thought so well of that they're coming back. And many people in many industries don't have the ability to gain or see those people because they look elsewhere or they're distracted to go somewhere else. The fact that someone reaches back out, I've had another gentleman, I've done his loan three or four different times already on refinancing, purchasing, and various others, and he's looking to do the same again and looking at another property. So right now I have six clients that I've either done their loan in the past or there's someone that their family has referred, or perhaps it's coming from a father or a mother on referral. And I'm very honored to be that person who's having that discussion with them. But in doing that, we're also able to evaluate and set up going forward other information. I had a call yesterday. It was referred over by one of my past clients. He referred his brother. And his brother, who had called me, said, you know, my brother said you're a good guy to talk to. He says you're not going to cookie coat anything. You're going to tell me exactly what it is, good, bad, or indifferent, and that's what I need to hear. I don't need someone telling me all this stuff. And you can look at it one or two ways. Oh, my gosh, do I have to be softer on my delivery? Or was it exactly what I needed to do? Because why would I cookie coat something and have it come out differently or give someone a false sense of being? I want to make sure I'm showing you where this is and where the next move is, left or right, and the decision ultimately to do if it's this or that. Understanding where you are. He was looking to get pre-approved. He's gathering his documentation. He's getting me the information. but also I'm letting him know how far I can go. But I'm also letting him know any pre-approval letter is not, oh, you've been pre-approved for a purchase of set amount. It's the purchase of set above property. So when he's writing an offer, it's the property. He still needs his negotiation power. If he's buying a property below what I qualify him for, he has no negotiation or ability, or the realtor does not. So it's the property he's been pre-approved for. So he understood that. But also he understands, just because I can pre-approve him, be careful what you wish for. It may happen. Because I want him not on the top rung, but I need him comfortable and stable, and him comfortable with that decision. Not trying to go to the nth degree and then I'm realizing he has nowhere else to go once he has the property. I talk about the deadbolt closing behind you, but you have to have the ability to be able to leave the property and go somewhere as you choose and not be a hostage in your own property. So I want those informational items known. And with that said, that's why I've been bringing up the whole idea about homeowners insurance. Those of you who have a property need to know when your renewal date is. You need to know the prospects of renewal. You need to talk to your agent. You need to have a conversation with your agent. It's not avoidance. You need to know if there's new renewal policies that have been put in place, things you need to do, whether you can have a tree or a plant within 5 feet of your home, or you have to move one tree who's next to another tree, or a bush next to another bush, and you have a hedge that's like a fuse. You need to talk to your insurance agent, and you need to understand what lies ahead. Because when you get a bill, as I've given this example, and I'm sorry for that person who's hearing this, as it happened to them, their $5,000 a year policy went up to $42,000. And now they're trying to figure out what to do. I'd rather know ahead of time, sorry, so you have options and choices rather than, oh my God, now you have a deadline and now you're in trouble. We had another individual who was being forced insurance by the lender because the policy still needed to be covered, or the loan. And then there's now a deficit and we're trying to work out those numbers to get back that difference because one insurance didn't update the other insurance to let the lender know. So I stepped in, I'm giving advice, information, and a roadmap, and that's getting resolved. So I'm getting phone calls pertaining to insurance. I'm not a property and casualty person, people. I have references and people I can refer to, but that's not me. But I'm trying to help guide that path. But these are the items that we're seeing. In doing that, these pre-approvals and these people looking to purchase, I want to make sure they're shopping and getting the insurance quotes and accuracy to that property directly or the zip code they're looking. So we have that plan in place. We look at all items throughout a process. We want to make sure we understand, and you need professionals on your team. There's too many things going on today in today's environment, in today's world, to do this with a blindfold on. I don't need you shooting your ball in the water. I don't want it in the bunker. I want it on the green, but I want it very close to the hole, if not in the hole. This is not mini golf. We're not shooting through windmills here, people. This is your life, your finances. I want to make sure your path is correct, and I want to utilize the 38 years I have going through the ups, the downs, the arounds of other people's finances and evaluations to help you with that path without you stepping in the mud. Not a fun thing. Sometimes as a parent, you need to let people make mistakes so they learn. But some mistakes you should not have to make. I've heard horror stories when it comes to people and their trusts, their status of what they've done or not done or thought they did. We have individuals who get a trust and they don't fund their trust. Their stuff's not in the right item and then it goes to probate. You got people that are arguing about various aspects when someone passes because then they see an opening and they're trying to get theirs because that individual perhaps didn't handle it as appropriately or correctly as they could have. Or maybe the timing just wasn't there and then they were out of time. As I have Marisha Charbonnet on our program once a month, and she'll be on our next program, she talks about various aspects of your estate plan. It's having things done properly to provide for you, but also those you care about. And that's sometimes here what life insurance is about, but it's also taking debt and creating wealth and doing it in a way that's thoughtful, in a way that doesn't hurt you or those you care about, but it provides security at the same time. So we're not only talking about a loan, but we're talking about real estate finance, investment, but we're also talking about the ways you pay back a loan and you do it with the least amount of interest possible over the duration of the time that you have the balance. And most people just go, oh, it's 30 years. Okay. Well, you're just going to pay a large interest volume. When you closed on your home, some of you have done it maybe some 8 years plus ago, and you had what is called a truth in lending statement. Some of you have now a loan closing statement when the changes of those rules occurred. And you look on your statement, whether it's that fourth box on the right or the on the bottom, and it says TIP, total interest percentage. And now that your rate is over 5.2%, that number is going to be 100% or higher. If it's under 5.2%, it'll be under 100. If you're in the threes or twos, maybe it's 50-some-odd percent. But 50-some-odd percent when you're in the twos and threes, that's what you're paying over the life of the loan. That's the TIP you're paying the bank. If you're at 5.2% and that says 100, you not only bought the home once, your interest bought the home twice. What's a fair TIP to pay the bank? Well, you thought it was 3%. Currently, you thought it was 7%. Well, how about 60 to 83%? That's what's on your payment right now, your first payment. Over the life of the loan, you could buy the home once, twice, and then another half a time if you let it all go. One thing you'll notice is if you look at an amortization chart, as I just mentioned, if you look on a 7% rate, your break even could be close to 22 years in. Since when is half of 30, not 15, and it's 22? It's because it's skewed interest early, where on your 29th year, you're mostly only making a principal payment, and you still have a healthy balance as you bring it all down until the last payment is pretty much all principal. I want to change the rules of that game. I want to show you how you can do so and actually take your balances, your debt, everything you owe, and take it down a third or half the time without changing your lifestyle. If that interests you, it's like getting a raise at work. It's like getting a second job without having to report. 888-543-3980. That's 888-543-3980. On my side of the fence, we always look at valid ways to get you approved, but I want to make sure it's affordable for you. I want to make sure when we underwrite a file and we get that approval, you understand your payments, your principal, your interest, your taxes, your insurance. And as I said, insurance is very important right now in today's market. We're looking at people and individuals that are downsizing, maybe taking or transferring their 55 and over tax rate as it makes sense, and they're actually able to get that tax rate moved over. So you want to check on that as well. We're looking at every single advantage. If it's a low down payment, maybe even getting grants, getting forgivable seconds, we're looking at every single angle that we can achieve for your financial benefit. The more I know, the more I can find. So when we talk and when we get together, I want to know where you are and what your goals are. What is it that you're looking to achieve? Is this a short-term hold, or is this long-term, or is this the place you're going to stay? Are you looking that you have a family, you're getting married, you got kids, you got retirement, you got school, you got things going on? Or is there medical-related items that need to be accounted for? Understanding those obligations and your timelines are so, so very important. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 888-543-3980. That's 888-543-3980. We're taking your phone calls throughout the program. A lot of times we get a lot of calls at the end of the program. I'm going to take calls after the program and pick up the phones as well. But any missed phone calls, I will do my best to call each and every single person back. That's what I do. I do that on the weekend. That's my commitment to you, making sure you have that blueprint and path. I'd like to see you on that webinar on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. You can email me at webinar@aheadformoney.com. AHEADFORMONEY.com. When you go to that email and send it there, if you can't go on Tuesday, I'm okay with that. We'll have our very own time. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. I'm Mike Harris, President and CEO of United Mortgage Corporation of America. Until next week, what kind of loan do you have?
United Mortgage Corporation of America, UnitedForLoans.com, will continue to take your calls after the program. Call now to start your home loan process at 888-5433-980.
Hey, it was great being with you here today on our program here on 1590 KVTA. I do want to talk to you. I want to help you and guide you through a better future. You're doing fantastic, but can you do better? I'd like to show you how. 888-543-3980. That's 888-543-3980. I look forward to talking to you, reducing your interest footprint, and helping you move forward with your real estate life. Go to our website at yourrealestatelife.com or UnitedForLoans.com. Till next week, what kind of loan do you have?